Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's my honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the LDC group, and we associate ourselves with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China. Excuse me. At the outset, the LDC group appreciates the UNCTAD Secretary General for her opening remarks and for also visualizing the way to UNCTAD 16, and appreciate the Secretariat for preparing the flagship report on Trade and Development 2024, Rethinking Development in the Age of Discontent. We also thank Ms. Nest Betalia for the presentation of the report. The report is a valuable summarization of the current macroeconomics, their implications, and the likely way forward to channelize the global dynamics towards positive and inclusive outcomes. The technological, geoeconomic, geopolitical, and climate forces are shaping the governance and structure of the countries and societies in an unprecedented way. On the positive side, this is going to unlock human potential to find innovative way to run the wheels of trade and development. But on the downside, it may divide the world vertically as never before. The economic growth is sluggish compared to the pre-pandemic level, and the LDC situation is no better. The SDG 8 targets to sustain the growth rate of LDC at least 7% per annum, which is far from the reality. The debt surge, financial austerity, wars and conflict, high cost of finance, and inflation have diverted the public resources otherwise meant to be spent in development and productivity. This has constricted fiscal and policy space. Developing countries, particularly the LDCs, LLDCs, and SEEDs, are at greater risk due to the higher vulnerability. The systemic shocks put pressure on those at the bottom of the development. Therefore, the call for reshaping the international financial structure is justified. It needs to be more responsive to the specificities of the developing countries, particularly the poor and vulnerable ones. The special attention is needed to provide protection from the external shocks and strengthen the domestic capacity to mobilize resources. International tax cooperation, affordable, reliable, long-term financing, reorientation of existing trade and industry pattern to ensure greater equity, greater financial safety nets, creation of decent jobs are some measures that merit our attention. Mr. President, while the emerging technologies and productive capacities are concentrated among few countries, the fragmentation of international cooperation and multilateralism risk greater inequalities and divides. When trade complements development, it is a win-win for all. Technologies and productive capacities together can enable green transition and structural transformation. Thus, greater cooperation needs to take place in all fronts, including but not limited to finance, trade, and technology. Human-centric development is the most needed. We concur with the report's advice for a policy mix to absorb low-skill human resources in labor incentive services. The report rightly suggests to encourage low-skill job creation in non-tradable service, enhancing the productivities of small enterprises and investing in technologies that complement rather than replace the low-skill workers. Human-centric, data-driven, and productive development regime can be created only through multi-stakeholders collaboration, enhanced investment, effective policy coordination, and adequate regulation. Food and energy security still remain a challenge. Therefore, fundamental goal of development should be to address the most fundamental need of human being, To conclude, Mr. President, we welcome the report and recognize it as a valuable analysis to address the challenges confronting the world today. We thank UNCTAD Secretariat for preparing such a timely, comprehensive, and analytical report. We look forward to engage with the Secretariat. I thank you, Mr. President.